We'll get you lined up in a minute here. Allison, you want up here? No, you can't eat on it because right now. But, oh, I'm sorry, Ashby. You want to hold that for me, Ma? Okay, if everybody got one, we'll just...
All right, go stand up there with Jennifer.
Now stand up here. Ashby, come here. Mima needs you over here. First of all, I'd like to start out by welcoming everybody here. We especially would like to not only honor the mothers, but we want to honor each woman that's here. I'm sure there, all of you have been touched by other people other than your immediate family growing up. I know I had some great Sunday school teachers growing up that I think about at Mother's Day, and I know our kids have through the years. So we're going to try to do something. We may lose our group, as we usually do, for Mother's Day.
So who has the Tootsie Roll? What? Turn around, hold up.
Can you hold them? Hold them, show them the Tootsie Roll. Can you hold it up so they can see it? Hold it up so they can see it.
Okay. This, today we're going to do an object lesson about... I can't talk. Okay, we're going to do an object lesson. And the first thing that we think I have is a Tootsie Roll, which Wyatt has. And women of faith are great role models. And the verses that I picked for that are, he who has my commandments and keeps them, and he who loves me, and he who loves me shall be loved by the Father, and I will love him. John 14:21. Okay, who's got the lifesavers? Have you got the lifesavers? Stand up here. Come here, Elaine. Can you hold that? Okay, hold up your lifesavers. This is a lifesaver peppermint. Women of faith have commitment to Jesus as a lifesaver. And the verses are, commit your way to the Lord, Psalm 37:5. And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall live. John 11:25.
Okay, that's good. Okay, who's got the fruit chew? Okay.
The next one we have is a fruit chew. Women of faith choose to follow God. No man can serve two masters, for he will either hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Matthew 6:24.
Who's got the fruit snack? Anybody got the fruit snack?
This is a fruit snack. Women of faith are filled with the fruits of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Galatians 5:22 and 23.
You and Emma, hold it. Okay.
The next we have are M&Ms. Women of faith meditate and do ministry. This book of law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written. Joshua 1:8. Be a good servant of Christ Jesus, constantly nourished on the words of faith and sound doctrine, which you have been following. 1 Timothy 4:6.
Okay. Who's got the chocolate heart? Okay, that's good. You got it. Yeah, those two can. You got the chocolate heart? Turn around.
Okay, we have a chocolate heart. Women of faith love God and love others. You shall love God with all your heart and all your soul and with all your mind. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Matthew 22:37-39.
Okay, you got the hug one? That's good. You got the, what do you got? You want to hold that up, Colby?
Good. If he doesn't eat it first, Kobe has a chocolate hugs candy. Women of faith know God's unconditional love for us. They know that God hugs us and shows us his love. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. 1 John 4:7. And Ashby's got the kissables over there. Women of faith share kisses of God's love when they show love to others. And walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up as an offering and a sacrifice to God. Ephesians 5:2.
Okay, who's got the gum? Is anybody...
Okay. We have extra gum. Women of faith do extra things for others. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are the household of faith. Galatians 6:10. Okay. Anybody else want to hold up another one? Okay, we've got some cleansing cream. Women of faith know God will help keep them clean. Create in me a new heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. Psalm 51:10. This is time seasoning. Women of faith give their time and talents to serve the Lord, but prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers. James 1:22. This is an emery board. Women of faith know God will help them through the rough times and make them smoother. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 46:1. And the last we have is a starburst candy. Women of faith are blessings from God, just like the stars of heaven. A faithful man will abound with blessings. Proverbs 28:20. Okay, you guys did good. You all did good. I've got a poem too here. You can.
You want all those things handed out?
Oh, yeah. You can go ahead, yeah. Yeah, you can keep it. You can keep it for right now.
Did you set the original together yourself?
Yeah. And the last thing that I do. Yeah, take it to. The last thing I do, I have this strange thing that happens to me. I told you about it a few weeks ago when I had a testimony that while I was cleaning a church, I just felt like God was telling me I had to get up and say something. Well, about two or three weeks ago, I was cleaning the church again. I guess that's when God can get my attention because there's nothing else around. And I was thinking about Mother's Day and some kind of a program, what to do for Mother's Day. And I started thinking of a poem, and it was just like God gave me the words. I have written poems a little bit, but I don't feel that I'm really gifted at it. But I would clean a little bit, and some words would come to mind, and I'd have to stop and write them down because I knew I'd forget them. And so my cleaning took a lot longer that day. But this is a poem that I feel like that as mothers, I'm thankful for the mother and the mother-in-law I have. And these, I'm hoping that this poem will inspire you to be the kind of mothers that we all need. It says, thank you, God, for my mother. Dear God, I thank you, God, for my mother. She cares for me each day. She tells me that she loves me and shows her love in many ways. When I was small, she cared for me and beckoned every cry. She met my needs without delay. I knew she was always nearby. She smiles and hugs me gently and helps me as I grow. She teaches me about God and his love and how to others his love show. She holds me when I'm fearful and calms my every fear. She prays for God to keep me safe, whether I'm far or near. She picks me up and hugs me whenever I stumble or fall. She mends my wounds and soothes my hurts, no matter how big or small. She tells me about God's creation, the beauty of each new day. She teaches me about our God whenever we walk and play. She encourages me and praises me whenever I do good. It makes her happy and very proud when I do the things I should. Sometimes my mother scolds or spanks whenever I do something bad. She's teaching me to obey, just as we obey God, even though these times make her sad. She holds me close within her arms, her love for me I know. Just as God loves his children, her love for me she shows. She tucks me in each night and listens to my prayers. As I talk to God about my day, all my worries and my cares. I know I'll never outgrow her love when I'm fully grown. Her love and prayers will always be with me, a reminder of her and home. Dear God, please bless my mother. She is very special to me. Please help me to be that kind of person she has prayed for me to be.
Tomorrow's Mother's Day. And don't tell anybody about the gift I got Peggy, but you know, she this week she mowed our lawn. She went over and she mowed Aaron's lawn. She came over here and mowed the church lawn. But I noticed that the mower was not cutting as well. So as her gift, I'm buying her a brand new blade for that mower. And I just don't want to have to go over a second time, you know. I'm thinking of her in this. But it is a special day that has a little more that is a little more special this year because it's the 100th year anniversary of the first celebrated Mother's Day. And Anna Marie Reeves Jarvis spent the years of the Civil War organizing women in West Virginia to nurse wounded soldiers from both the North and the South. And after the war, she organized Mother's Friendship Days to reconcile families that have been divided by this conflict. And Anna was, in her eyes of her daughter, the model of a perfect mother. In addition to managing her home and 11 children, she taught Sunday school in the local Methodist church there for 20 years. She is also involved in a lot of benevolent work. And when Anna Marie died in 1908, her daughter, also named Anna, decided to found a holiday remembering her mother and all mothers, whom she felt could never be thanked enough. And so Mother's Day was celebrated in 1908 in Grafton, West Virginia. 6 years later, Congress passed a resolution officially establishing the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day. And for this reason, every year we have this opportunity to do what we should do more often, or what we should do every day, to say thanks to our moms and all the women who are involved in our lives. There's no question that mothers hold a special, indescribable place in all of our lives. A group at a school tried to describe it, and they were asked to define and describe their mothers, and here's what they came up with. They were asked, why did God make mothers? Some students answered, she's the only one who knows where the Scotch tape is. And he has a point, you know. Have you ever noticed that the moms or wives can find anything? You know, I can't tell you the number of times I've said either to my mom or to my wife, I can't find, you know, and do you have any idea where it is? And they know right where it is, you know. The students are also asked, how did God make mothers? And here's what they said. They said, he used dirt just like for the rest of us. He used magic plus superpowers and a lot of stirring. I don't know what the lot of stirring has to do with it, but God made my mom just the same like he made me. He just used bigger parts. When the students are asked, what ingredients are mothers made of? They replied, God makes mothers out of clouds and angel hair and everything nice in the world and one dab of mean. They had to get their start from men's bones, then they mostly used string, I think. And to the question, why did God give you your mother and not some other mom? The students answered, because we're related. You can't fight that one, can you? Now, God knew she likes me a lot more than other people's moms like me. Now, isn't it wonderful that your mom likes you more than other people's moms like you? And aren't you lucky? And yes, we are lucky, even though our moms ask us questions like, you know, have you seen the dirt on the back of your neck? And they forget sometimes that they're the ones with the eyes in the back of their head, you know, and not us. And we are lucky, even though they occasionally say things like, I've told you a million times to stop exaggerating. And we are lucky, even though they sometimes make us eat food that we wouldn't have chosen for ourselves and make us do work when we would rather be playing with our friends. We're still lucky. Mom's Day is a day of celebration and honor of mothers, and it's also a day to acknowledge the gifts and the contributions of all women. And so this evening I want to give some words to the women in our church, those with children and those without. In fact, this is really words of wisdom for everybody that's here, I think. Anything I have that could be called wisdom, I guess. But because you play a special role in our lives, and because we want to honor you, I think there's some things that we all need to keep in mind as we come into this celebration. One is that we need to give them your time. First, I want to tell you about something you're probably already doing right. According to a March 2007 report on census.gov, somewhere around 80% of children eat breakfast and dinner with their mother every day. If you would allow it, this time can be the most special time of your day. There's a good chance, even though it may not appear to be, that this is a special part of their day. It is not the big trips that children remember. It is the spontaneous moments. We remember those times as being special times. When children are quizzed about what they remember and what special moments they have, it's always something that a parent probably would have never guessed as a special moment. No matter how hard you try to have a great vacation, no matter how hard you want to decorate their room, no matter how hard you want to give them every little toy, those are not the things that they remember and become special to them. Almost always it's the little things that we do on the spur of the moment that they remember, and this makes a big difference in their lives and in the lives of others. A couple of years ago, MTV and the Associated Press survey young people between the ages of 13 and 24 about their family life. And you might be surprised at the results. 73% said that spending time with their family makes them the happiest. 29% listed their mother as their hero. Now, 21% listed to their father, but Father's Day is a month away. It's easy to forget, you know, the role you play in the lives of others, because sometimes others don't adequately express to you how important you are in their lives. Don't take their silence the wrong way, and don't let it prevent you from continuing to be ever present in their lives. Give them your time. Now, the second thing here is give them your encouragement. Several years ago, Dan Barber honored his moment by posting an auction on eBay titled Best Mother in the World, and he promised the winning bidder would receive an email from his mom, Sue. Barber also promised that the email would make you feel like you are the most important person on the earth. And so what was the response? Well, the auction lasted 7 days, and more than 40,000 people viewed it. More than 90 bid on it, and the opening price was $1. The winning bid was $610. Can you imagine that? And that, $610 for an email. But that's how important words of encouragement are. Everyone wants to feel like they are the most special person on the earth. And every woman here has the power to do that. Every person has that power to do that to another person. There are people that God has placed in your path for whom you can give this gift. Do you know who encourages me more than anyone else in my work? My mom. Now, my friends and my other family members encourage me also, but my mom leads the way. She's the one that keeps telling me that I'm where God wants me to be, and I'm doing His work, and then I'm making a difference in people's lives. And her words make a difference. Now, the truth is, at any moment in time, she could point a half a dozen things out that I'm not doing right. And she could tell me all the things that I need to fix and all the things that I could do better and all the ways I need to be different. But instead, she chooses to encourage. And as a result, when I hear the occasional word of constructive criticism, of course, I pay closer attention. I know that my mother prays for me every day. Oh, what a difference that makes. What a difference it makes to know that somebody is praying for you. Maybe you've heard this. Whether you're a mom or not, you got someone in your life that's close to you, Someone from whom you say, I want to make you feel like the most special person on earth. Do it the first chance you get. I realize that we're honoring mothers and women here this evening, but I challenge you to start thinking today of the extra step that you, steps you can take to make that person feel special in your life and give them your encouragement. Now, a third thing is give them your heart. And I know I'm a little late in saying this because, it's probably already been done. You've already given your heart. You're giving your heart to your mother. Your children are giving their heart to you. You've given your heart to your children. But I also want to speak for just a moment to those who aren't moms and those who are moms, but your children are no longer nearby. You know, Paul used a phrase in Romans 16 about a woman that had been important to him. She was the mother of a friend. Friend Rufus. Rufus, many scholars speculate, was the son of Simon of Cyrene. You remember the man who picked up the cross and carried it for Jesus? This is probably his son. And so... Paul says here, greet Rufus, whom the Lord picked out to be his very own, and also his dear mother, who has been a mother to me. All of you have the opportunity to be like a mother to certain persons in your life. I'm talking about giving them the kind of care that no one else is giving them. To look after those to whom no one else is looking after. To give your heart to those who need a mother's heart in their lives. Now, in his book, Hidden in Plain Sight, Pastor Mark Buchanan writes about a woman from Rwanda named Regine. And he said the woman's only son was killed. And she was consumed with grief and hate and bitterness. And God, she prayed, reveal my son's killer to me. And one night she had a dream. That she was in a line that was leading up and would eventually lead up to the gates of the kingdom. But there was one complication in her dream. And in order for her to get to those gates, she had to enter through a certain house. And so she walked down the street. She walked to that house. She walked to the front door. And she went through its rooms and up the stairs. And she exited out the back door. And she asked God, whose house is this? And it says, it's the house of your son's killer. The road to the kingdom passed through the house of her enemy. Two nights later, there was a knock at her door. She opened it, and there stood a young man, her son's age. And she said, yes. And he hesitated, and then he said, I am the one that killed your son. Since that day, I've had no life, no peace. So here I am. I'm placing my life in your hands. Kill me. I'm dead already. Throw me in jail. I am a prisoner already. Torture me. I am in torment already. Do with me what you wish. And the woman had prayed for this day, and now it had arrived, and she didn't know what to do. She found to her own surprise that she did not want to kill him or throw him in jail or torture him. In that moment of reckoning, she found that she only wanted one thing. A son. I ask this of you, come into my house and live with me. Eat the food I would have prepared for my son. Wear the clothes I would have made for my son. Become the son I lost. And so he did. A Agape lovers do what God himself has done, making sons and daughters out of the bitter enemies, feeding and clothing them, and blazing a trail to the kingdom through their houses. It's hard to imagine this kind of love. It's hard to imagine being in a position that requires that kind of love. What is significant about this story is that Regine replaced the loss in her life with love, and she gave her heart away. Now, you may not be called to give such an extreme in such an extreme capacity, but there are those to whom you can give your heart. There are those who need your love, who need your care, who need your encouragement. And like the mother of Rufus was a mother to Paul, you can still play a special role in the lives of someone else. Moms, women, men, fathers, we want you all to walk away here this evening, even though we are spending our time honoring mothers and women, to realize that all of you make contributions in the lives of other people. You make contributions to the life of this church. None of us would be the same without any of you in our lives. The church would not be the same if you were not a part of it. And so on this special day, I want to encourage you to stay the course. You have the power to make a difference in the lives of those that God has placed in your care. Continue to do what you do. Give them time, give them encouragement, give them your heart. And as a result, none of us will ever be the same.